radio.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the Saturday edition of the program. You got a little extra music bed because of technical difficulties.
Hooray!
It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And as always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. Once again, it is the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. So, Torgo, you're in here tonight, which is a little unusual for a Saturday, and the reason is because Mark died in a car crash over the last 24 hours.
Yes, he certainly did. It was a horrible, horrible thing, and I feel very bad for hitting him the way I did.
Well,
but
the sad thing was he was in one of those little clown cars, those mini cars that people drive around in the circus. It was very strange.
Okay, well, I have nowhere to go with that,
unfortunately. Yeah, I don't either. Anyway, no, he's out at some sort of self-improvement seminar or something.
He's being the best Mark he can be. He's building a better Mark.
Well, you're going to be in here on Monday night, so we're going to have to question him on the air about what he learned.
Absolutely. I want to know if he got in touch with his feelings and if he cried. I hope he cried. I hope he cries on Monday.
Yep, so tonight it's Ian and Torgo, and as always, the show's still Free Talk Live, so you bring up whatever's on your mind. But, Torgo, we're going to start out with your prep tonight. Where are we going first here? Is it John Gilmore?
Yes, John Gilmore from the Electronic Frontier Foundation. That's so difficult to say sometimes. Electronic Frontier Foundation.
Now, this is the guy, John Gilmore. He made a fortune. Actually, was it at Sun Microsystems in the IT business or in the technology?
Something along those lines, yes.
He made at least a few million bucks at that. And so we've talked about him on the show before because at one point he decided he was going to see if he could travel on an airplane without showing identification.
Right. Back in July of 2002, he decided he was going to take a trip. Here, hold on. Let me actually just get to that section here. On July 4th, 2002, John Gilmore went to Oakland International Airport. He had a ticket in his own name with Southwest Airlines to Baltimore, Washington Airport.
Okay.
The purpose of his trip was to petition the government for redress of grievances. Specifically, he wanted to go visit Washington, D.C. and speak to the federal government about the requirement to show identification before you get on an airplane.
He wanted to find out if there really was that requirement.
Right. He wanted to get to the bottom of it. So,
because they're making people show identification,
yes,
but they won't actually back up why. They won't say that there's actually a law on the books. They won't show you the law. I'm sure it outlines that.
Right, yeah, it goes into this here. When he went to go get on the airplane, he politely refused to show his ID, and he wasn't allowed to fly. So then he went to San Francisco Airport and attempted to fly to D.C. on United Airlines. There he was informed that if he was not willing to show his ID, he still could fly, but only if he submitted to a far more intrusive search than what every other passenger goes through at the security checkpoint.
And there have since been other people that have verified this.
Yes.
This is true.
Yep. He declined the more intrusive search, and he declined to show his ID, and was not allowed to fly. So he hasn't attempted to fly again in this country anywhere since that, at any point since then. So it's been a little over 4 years since the last time John Gilmore tried to fly, but while he was in the process of trying to get on the airplane, he was trying to find out why he had to show his ID. At San Francisco's airport, just like the rest of the country's airports, there's a sign that says, "A notice from the Federal Aviation Administration. Passengers must present identification upon initial check-in." Now, he kept working his way up the chain there at the airport and with the airline, and was eventually told by United Airlines that there were security directives that mandated the showing of ID, but he wasn't allowed to see them. These secret directives issued by the TSA are revised as often as every week, and they're transmitted orally rather than in writing.
Oh, that's nice. How official.
Yeah, that's nice. Well, you just need to tell these guys to do it this way, and that's the way it needs to be done. Just whatever they're told. To make things even more confusing, these orally transmitted secret rules change depending on the airport.
Sure. So, and just depending on the way the wind blows. I mean, we saw that the rules changed last week.
Yep.
With the new liquids and bathroom article ban.
So immediately, almost immediately after this took place 4 years ago, John Gilmore filed a lawsuit, and he's been trying to get to at least see the law or try to get to the bottom of this, try to figure out what's going on. Since he filed
right, because if there's a law that we're all supposedly required to follow, why is it unreasonable to ask to actually be able to read that law? Is that totally just out of control? I mean, is it really wacky to suggest that?
I don't think so. I think it would make sense. If you've got a law that affects millions of people in this country,
right,
tens of thousands every day are directly affected by this because they all have to show their ID, and none of them are allowed to see it. Is there any other law that you're aware of that you are not allowed to read the text of or not allowed to see?
Well, I don't know. It's,
I mean,
it's
that's
a
that you're
law,
aware of. I mean, you're aware that this one exists.
Yes.
You're just not allowed to see it.
Well, so they claim.
Right.
They claim it exists, but they can't prove it.
Right, that's true. That's
well, they
true.
Refuse to.
Let's see. The Ninth Circuit Court has seen the secret law on ID at the airports, and according to them, one can either choose to show ID or volunteer for additional screening.
So the courts get to see it, but we don't.
Right, right. And as you already said, many people have chosen this secondary screening. However, others have tried to do that same thing and have been denied the right to fly. So, oh, well, I won't show my ID. I'll just get screened a little more thoroughly. And the TSA will say, no, I'm sorry, we won't do that.
Really?
You have to show your ID or you're not getting on the plane.
Huh.
So,
that doesn't sound too consistent.
Yeah, it's not consistent because it's not real.
Right.
It's not real at all.
They just make it up as they go along, don't they?
I believe so, but...
Well, we might find out because he's filing a lawsuit now.
Well, now, he's...
Another suit.
He has filed a lawsuit. He filed it years ago. Well, he has now taken this, because there's been no resolution, he has, as of August 4th, petitioned to the Supreme Court to try and take a look at this. So, this is now John Gilmore versus the Justice Department, and he's taking it to the Supreme Court.
Wow.
So, I'm not exactly sure what's going to go on, but this is one of those things where, you know how we followed various things. We followed Steve Cubby. We followed Russell Canning. This is one of those things that I want to keep a close eye on and see what happens with it. Because,
you know, a while back, I'd emailed his press guy about having him on the show, and I don't think they ever got back to me. Maybe I should.
I was going to try to get him on the show. So that
go to it, because this is interesting. So what's this new suit exactly? What are they bringing to the Supreme Court?
Well, what they're taking is his suit, which still has not been resolved in any fashion. There still hasn't been any sort of actual
decision. Decided?
Yeah, there hasn't been a decision made as to whether or not he's allowed to see the text of this law.
Hmm.
And no court, he keeps moving it along the chain to try and get somebody to hear it and try and get somebody to make a decision. And so now it's not a new suit. He's just now finally gotten to the point where he's petitioning the Supreme Court. So it's either way, no matter how this goes, whether the Supreme Court hears it or not, if the Supreme Court refuses to even hear this case, that is a statement to the public that the Supreme Court is not even willing to consider the concept of showing this regulation to the citizens.
That's pretty disturbing. So if the Supreme Court doesn't hear it, does that mean it bounces back to the next lowest court, the Federal Court of Appeals or something?
Yeah,
like
and also if the Supreme Court doesn't hear it and every other court has refused to hear it, then it's just... He's
you
out of luck.
Nothing. You got nothing.
He can't do anything. He just has to sit back and take it.
Wow.
Because there's no one he can go to after that. He can't move it up to another higher court and ask them to hear it. So he's pushed this as far as he possibly can, and now we're getting ready to see whether or not the Supreme Court will even entertain the concept of letting the general populace know about the laws that are affecting them.
So at this point, it's basically sit and wait now.
Right.
So the lawsuit has been brought to the Supreme Court, and now we just have to sit and find out as to whether or not they're even going to look at it.
Right. Now, the thing is, there's a lot of statements about this that say there is not a law on the books, and this is true. There is not a law on the books that says that all passengers have to show ID. It's an FAA regulation that states that all passengers have to show ID. The law states that the FAA can make whatever regulations they want concerning air travel.
That's the one they won't show us?
So, no, what John is really trying to get done, he's approaching it from the angle of, let me see the law that says that I have to show my ID. Well, what he actually wants to see is the FAA regulation, so he needs to get the court to rule that the FAA has to make their regulations public.
And so that's what's private. It's the FAA regs?
Yep.
800-259-9231. Do you think the government should be able to withhold sections of the law from the public. Should there be secret law in America? 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
Fiercely independent.
Who do you think is worse, the Democrats or the Republicans? I say it's the Republicans, because the Democrats have no power at all right now. Should they get a hold of the reins of power somehow? I'll anoint them the worst party. The way I look at it, whoever's writing the laws, that's who you have to be concerned about at any given time.
Prudent perspective from an edgy windbag. It's Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calvin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calvin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calvin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calvin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calvinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. This is the Saturday show, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. Do you think that in the United States of America, in a so-called free country, that there should be secret laws That's what John Gilmore is asking from the Electronic Frontier Foundation?
Yes, the Electronic Frontier Foundation.
I always want to call it the Electronic Freedom Foundation or the something like that. I get it confused myself.
From the EFF.
From the EFF. That's what he's asking. He's taking a court case to the he's taking it to the Supreme Court to find out what they have to say about it, if anything, as to whether or not an individual in the United States should be able to look to actually read the law that he is supposed to be obeying. And, of course, we're talking about the airport situation where they claim that there's a law, which it actually, as it turns out, is it's a FAA regulation.
Yes.
They claim there's a law in the books that says you have to show identification or else you have to get a more extreme version of the screening process.
Right. You can volunteer for what's called secondary screening.
Right. In fact, from some of the people that have volunteered for secondary screening by not showing their identification, they've actually found that if the line is really long at the screening stations, if they volunteer for secondary screening, they actually get through quicker in some cases.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, so it might actually be the way to go. 1-800-259-9231, but I want to hear from somebody that likes the idea, can defend the concept of secret laws, because our government would like to defend them. Not that they're actually, I don't think the Supreme Court's going to look at it. I don't think they're going to hear the case.
No, probably not, which I think is just as important of a statement by the Supreme Court as actually hearing the case and making a decision.
Important in the wrong way.
Right. Oh, sure. I didn't say it was right. Going to be beneficial, but that is a public statement. If they're not willing to hear this case, that is a statement to the public that they're not willing to consider the concept of showing the regulations that affect people to them.
Well, there's a couple other important cases going on right now, and one of them has to do with airports, except not in this country, over in Great Britain. Of course, as you know, there's that whole terror plot and everything that they supposedly uncovered, and as a result, now there's a security crackdown. It's even worse in Great Britain than it is here.
Due to all the potential Powerade bombings that were going to go on.
Exactly. Well, thankfully, at least one airline in Britain, Ryanair Holdings PLC, it's one of their budget airlines, has threatened to take legal action, according to the Associated Press, against the British government, unless it meets three demands for relaxing airport security and improving staffing at overstretched airports within the next 7 days. The chief executive officer, Michael O'Leary, said the carrier has sent a letter to Transport Secretary Douglas Alexander informing him of the demands. The airline, which canceled scores of flights and suffered a 10% drop in weekly bookings because of the terror alert, wants the government to return passenger search requirements to pre-alert level. So it's not making a huge demand. It's just saying, look, can we just go back to the smaller police state? We don't like the big police state. Let's just have a police state. So I mean, at least they're stepping in at some point to say we've had enough, which is what they're doing here. It also wants the government to restore the hand luggage allowance for passengers leaving British airports and an assurance that military and police personnel would be released to help with airport security checks next time there's a major security alert. O'Leary declined to say how much compensation the airline would seek from the government, but said the alert had so far cost the carrier a couple of million euros in canceled flights and lost bookings.
So this is Ryanair, which is an airline.
That's correct.
And they want people to be able to get on their airplanes without so much hassle that it makes it not worth it for them to fly.
Yeah.
That's what's going on right now. It's like, I'm not even going to bother flying. I can't take anything on the plane. I'm going to spend 3 hours at a security checkpoint. So the British government right now is saying that Ryanair, who owns their airplanes, can't decide what people they want to have on their planes.
Yeah, that's basically it.
You know, if I own an airplane and I want someone to be able to bring their laptop on my plane, that's my choice.
It should be.
It absolutely should be. I can't believe that the airlines aren't being allowed to say that their passengers can bypass screening.
The government initially banned all hand luggage on flights out of Britain. So this is, it's different. Again, it's different in Britain than it is over here. They banned everything that you can carry on their flights.
Yes. Yeah, they banned everything. It's amazing.
Now, apparently, they have since eased that ban, but some restrictions remain. O'Leary was particularly critical of the fact that passengers may now carry a large briefcase, but not a small wheeled case, which he claimed was just 20% larger than the allowed briefcase. What does it matter? I mean, if you're going to ban people from bringing something on the planes, why does it matter now that all of a sudden they can bring a briefcase, but it has to be smaller than it ever was in the past? It's just so silly. Is there any actual effectiveness here, or is it just the government trying to show people that it's doing something. We're doing something about terror.
Oh, well, that's absolutely what they're doing. See, we found all the bombs, and now we'll make sure that anybody else who might still have some can't get them on the planes. We're keeping you safe. We're keeping you safe. Think about that. It's okay. Oh, it's worth it to go through all this extra screening and to have your flight time be unbearable. But you're safe.
I like this part. The CEO says, if the security procedures are returned to normal within another 7 days, then Ryanair will not make any claim against the government. So he's giving them a chance. He's kind of sending out a press release saying, okay, guys, you bring it back to where it was, and we won't sue you. Of course, then again, what's the government care, right? As Mark has pointed out plenty of times, they can fight a lawsuit as long as far as they want to, and it won't cost them anything, so... good luck to the guys at Ryanair, but I don't expect to see much out of this either. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Larry in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Torgo.
Yeah, am I on?
You are, Larry. What's on your mind?
Yeah, you know, what happens is, with all these regulations and stuff, they will put the airlines out of business and make them clam chowder for corporate raiders to move in and buy them at pennies on the dollar, and then our own government gives... bonuses and gives help out bailout money so that the executives can have golden parachutes. But it's all a game, you know, and the money's being moved around. Ownerships of the airlines are being moved around. These regulations are going to do nothing. I heard on shortwave the other night they're going to start smuggling bombs in and phony penises. Now, can you imagine that?
I'm sorry.
That's what I'm saying. Phony penises. That way they'll have to have somebody at the gate with the rubber glove on to reach down in your pants and see if you got one strapped on.
Oh,
when you come
I see
to the
what you're saying. Seat. Oh, my goodness.
That's what they're going to see. C4 penises. That's what they're doing.
Okay.
Al-Qaeda or somebody's doing it. But I get it. That's the most outlandish thing I ever heard of. But our government would do anything.
Isn't
and I think they need some kind of a sexy thing to do now.
Well,
that'll be sexy, you know.
I've never heard anything so absurd.
I'm sorry. That doesn't sound particularly sexy to me.
Check this out. Then you'll see all these hardcore people that say, well, we don't care if we get checked or not. We love Bush. You'll see them in the airports in their vest queen skirts because they're going to make them pull their pants down and wrap a piece of vest queen around them.
What
and
is
then
vest
walk
queen?
Through the thing so they can see if they got a phone.
What is vest queen? Because I don't know what that is.
Well, that's plastic, like a plastic.
You can almost
see through it, but they'll make them take their pants down and wear a piece of vest queen like a skirt into the place where they can be searched and see if they're real or fake.
You know, so, I really don't know if he's too far off with that. I mean,
I bet you.
We're not very far from just totally nude airports. And you know what? That's not so bad of an idea.
That's kind
of
hot.
I appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Are we really going to have C4 penile bombs coming soon? This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. And really, I want to know, is there anybody that thinks that secret laws are a good idea? You must exist. 800-259-9231.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. Today, you can take this stand. you can express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $15 plus $7 shipping. Please send a check or money order for $22 along with size and the number of shirts being ordered to Libertees. That's Libertees. 447 Thompson Bay Loop, New Blaine, Arkansas, 72851. Or go to GCNlive.com to view this great shirt today. Sizes XXL and larger at $2. Arkansas residents at 8% sales tax.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by nature, products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free numbers, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And as always, you can bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams there. There's a broadband version of the show as well as a dial-up version. Both of them totally free, freetalklive.com. Plus, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. To the phones we go. Let's talk to Don in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Torgo.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Great, Don. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, aside from the last caller, I'm happy you didn't catch me because I was rolling on the floor, literally. But anyways, my two questions is, whenever the government as a whole does something wrong, and it's up to us to, you know, change our philosophy, what's wrong with us going up and actually doing what should be done, which is, you know, eliminating the problem?
When you say that, what do you mean, eliminating the problem?
Get rid of them. That is, execute them.
Whoa, slow down, man. Are you talking about a violent, bloody revolution?
Well, somewhat. I mean, you know, as they say, or as they've always said, every so often a revolution is a good thing for a country.
That's true. Our founding fathers did say that we should have a revolution every generation or two. But on the other hand, I don't know if they necessarily meant a violent revolution per se, and I don't think that that's really going to help us get where we need to go. I think that, as has been seen with some of the things the Free Staters have been doing up there in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, I think some of the things they've been doing have been having a lot of effect without actually involving any violence. In fact, I think that being nonviolent is going to be the best route, because then if we're consistently nonviolent in our role, then it's only the state that's going to be using violence on us, which will, of course, reveal to more people the true nature of the government, and that is that it's a violent, coercive, thuggish organization. But if we stoop to their level and start using violence on them, it just gives them the excuse to retaliate with more force back on us, and it will just create a sick cycle of violence that I personally don't want to be involved in, Don.
Well, the other question is, I heard here New Hampshire is going to be one of the first states that actually issue a bio-tagged driver's license.
Okay, what you're hearing about is the New Hampshire legislature has accepted the $3 million bribe from the federal government in order to make them one of the test states for the federal government's Real ID program. However, that $3 million has not yet been accepted by the executive council or the governor, and it looks like they may reject it. So that's not set in stone yet. And you can darn well bet that the freedom fighters up there are going to totally refuse the national ID. And so if they do implement national ID in New Hampshire, they're going to have a heck of a fight on their hands.
Well, I hope they do have a fight, because I'll be supplying all the bullets they can give. How's that? But
I think at this point, Don, you should really supply money. I think money's more going to be more effective than bullets anywhere you go.
Oh, you're probably correct than wrong. But the other thing is, just remember, on everything, if you're being mellow as far as showing them how not to do it and all that, I've learned, just like the Jews versus Christians and all that good stuff, that they'll kill you. It doesn't matter.
Wait, they're going to kill who? For what?
They'll kill you and I for, speaking out.
Well, they haven't killed me yet, and we've been speaking out on this show for over 4 years.
About
4 years.
That's yet.
Okay. Well, I'll take my risks. Don, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Are you afraid of being shot down in your bedroom at night, Torgo?
No, because I've only got a week and a half left on this show.
All right, 800-259-9231. Did you have any comments on this violence suggestion by Don?
I don't think that's going to be the best way to go about getting things done. Now, I understand where he's coming from.
Frustrated.
He is frustrated. And I completely support him that if someone is coming and threatening his life, that he needs to respond in kind.
Sure.
I absolutely will, support him on that. I don't think getting everyone together for a violent uprising is going to solve anything.
No, not at all. I think non-cooperation is much more powerful. Non-violent non-cooperation. Just don't submit to the system. Like Russell Canning, the guy that we'd reported on earlier this week, for those of you that are just listening for the first time tonight, Russell Canning is an activist, a nonviolent, civil disobedience-style activist up in New Hampshire in the Free State, and he was arrested for trying to hand a flyer, an informative flyer, to an IRS agent. He was arrested for that. And then when he didn't show up to his court trial, they came into his home, busted into his home, arrested him there, took him to trial, had the trial right there on the spot, sent him to jail to wait to be sentenced. While he was sitting in jail, he refused to sign any of the paperwork that they give. Now, I don't want to out you here.
No, I have spent some time in a local correctional facility.
Did they have you sign paperwork?
Yeah, I had to sign paperwork saying this was my court date. I had to sign paperwork saying this is who they had assigned me for my legal defense.
If you get bail, you have to sign paperwork there.
Right.
And all of these things that you sign have terms. They're agreements. There's a text there that you're agreeing to abide by. But they put stuff in front of him, and he wouldn't sign any of it. As a result, they tried to punish him by putting in maximum security. So instead of just being in the regular portion of the jail, he was locked down 23 hours a day.
Right.
And so that was his punishment. They were trying to coerce him as best as they possibly could into signing this paperwork. He never did. He was in jail for over 2 weeks, and the entire time he didn't sign one single piece of government paper.
Wow.
They let him out. They brought him to his sentencing hearing. The judge sentenced him to time served, No fine. There was a $20 administrative fee or something like that, so I guess you could call that a fine. But he didn't get time served, or he got time served. He did not get any probation, and he didn't sign any papers, even while he was in the courtroom. They just turned him loose.
Wow.
So that's what I'm talking about. You, if you got one guy like that, one guy with the courage to non-cooperate in that manner, imagine having 10, 20, 200, even 2,000 people also non-cooperating. You would so totally throw a monkey wrench into the system, they would not know what to do. they can barely handle it when one person non-cooperates. They're not used to it. When they bring people into jail, they're used to them being subservient and doing whatever it is that they ask them to.
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't want to cause any trouble for myself or for anybody else around me, so they brought me a piece of paper. I signed it, as long as it wasn't something that I didn't agree, you know, with. Like, in this case, it was, this is the date that you are going to go to court.
Right.
I knew I was going to go to court, so I'm like, okay, that date works for me. I signed it. You know, that type of a thing.
Well, he got a court date without signing anything.
Right, I understand that, but... So I understand the mentality of not wanting to cause any problems or anything like that. I understand the mentality of just doing what they say and making it easy on your as easy on yourself
sure,
as possible.
Sure, you want to get out, you want it to be over with.
Right, exactly. But I think that's fantastic what Russell did.
It really is. He is so courageous, and his actions hopefully will inspire others to do the same.
Absolutely.
And again, if you've got 100 people doing that same thing, what are they going to do? Their system will be broken from the inside. That's what I'm talking about. That's not violent. He never hurt anybody. He just didn't. He didn't even pick up a pen. Non-cooperation is the way to go. Forget about the violence. That's a total last resort, self-defense sort of a thing. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. The violence is for when they finally roll the tanks in. I mean, at that point, I think if they're shooting people in the streets and...
Then it's time to get... It's time to pull out... whatever it is that you've got, and defend your life.
At this point, that's not even close to happening, and hopefully it won't. Let's go to Jacob in Ohio. Jacob, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Torgo. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, after hearing that there was a guy named Torgo on the show, and they was leaving, I finally brought the courage to ask if Torgo fought Torgo for Manos, who would win?
Well, see, he's a little wobbly. But at the same time, I weigh 400 pounds, so I'm not quite sure.
All right, inside joke now. You have to explain what Torgo is and what is Manos.
Okay, Manos. You go right ahead.
Manos, a B-movie film. I think it was either 50s or 60s. Famous on MST3K. It's just a long film. It's featuring a character named Torgo, who's supposed to be a satyr or something, but he's just a guy with really big knees.
Yeah, I've heard it's one of the worst movies of all time.
Absolutely.
Okay, hang on, Jacob. I know you only had a moment. I think you actually had something important to talk about. More's on the way. 800-259-9231. I think Manos, the Hands of Fate, is ranked up in the top 10 worst movies of all time. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
United States Pharmacopoeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by nature, products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals, with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and it is your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
For the live Saturday edition, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. We want you to help support the show, though, because, again, we give you everything on our website, unlike those other talk shows that want to charge you a membership fee. But we do ask that you shop with us. We've got an agreement with our friends over at Amazon. They are the world's largest internet retailer with over 30 different categories of products, all kinds of great stuff delivered to your door. In fact, most of their products have free Super Saver shipping, which is just an awesome deal in itself. Amazon.freetalklive.com is where we want you to go. So you don't enter through their normal website. You go through ours. Go to Amazon.freetalklive.com, and then anything that you buy, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of. Once again, Amazon.freetalklive.com. Plus, if you like thinking outside the box politically, there's a podcast that you should know about. Common Sense with Dan Carlin is popular with a lot of Free Talk Live listeners because it's a smart current events program that tries to be politically independent. They also like to focus on solutions rather than just problems. Give it a try. You can download the MP3 file or podcast from iTunes or go to dancarlin.com. As we return to Jacob in Ohio, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Torco.
Hi.
Hey, Jacob. So what's on your mind tonight?
Well, a while back, you mentioned the entire thing of, people owning nuclear weapons in an anarcho-capitalistic state.
Yeah.
Just one of the notes, I found a short story that deals with it in a positive light, beguiling the nuclear weapon.
I'm sorry, what now?
There's a short story called The Ungoverned by Werner Vinge, I believe.
And what do you want to give us a summary? Or?
Yeah, it's about the free state of New Mexico being invaded by the by another country, and the invasion is stopped when they run to a guy who didn't spend his money on protection services and instead spent it buying nuclear weapons.
Okay. And so you're just bringing this up because it's a fictional example of what you think might could happen?
I mean, the guy just defended his territory, and pretty much.
Well, regardless of that, I mean, and it is fiction, but I still think that a lot of people would be a little bit frightened by having somebody living next door to them or within a certain mile radius of them with a nuclear
capable
weapon.
Oh, yeah, but it does cover a lot of stuff on how an anarcho-capitalistic society would work in a short...
That's a scary word. I prefer free market, that's very...
Say that, nobody's going to know what you're talking about.
What, you say what now?
Say free market, nobody's going to know what you're talking
about. What, you think people know what anarcho-capitalist means?
Oddly enough, most people I know do.
Most people you know? How many people do you know? Three? I mean, come on, really? Really?
I will have to say that the term anarcho-capitalist didn't really mean anything to me for the first several times that I heard it while doing this show.
I've been a libertarian since I was 18 years old, and I hadn't heard the term anarcho-capitalist until the last year and a half or so, the last year or two.
Weird. I've been hearing it for a while where I live, but...
Yeah, I think you're living in a bubble, actually, because most people have a tough time understanding liberal and conservative,
anarcho-capitalist.
They know what it means, at least. I don't suggest that people know, per se, what the free market means, but at least it doesn't have the word anarchy as a root to it to scare people away. Thank you for the call, man. We really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
And
that's like the Satanists trying to explain that they don't actually worship Satan.
Right.
Stop calling yourself Satanists.
It's the Church of Satan. Oh, you worship Satan? No, we're the Church of Satan. Doesn't mean we worship Satan.
I've actually read about the Church of Satan and that whole thing to where they don't actually worship Satan, and even I can't really explain it.
Right.
And I've actually looked into it, and I can't really explain it.
I've kind of looked into it, and then I stopped caring.
Yeah.
I was just like, well, why?
It's a curiosity for me as well.
Yeah. It was, you know, somebody said, well, we're Satanists. That doesn't mean... We're members of the Church of Satan, but we don't worship the devil.
What do they worship? Isn't it man or something like that?
Yeah, kind of like their strength of self or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Why don't you
it's
just call
dumb.
Yourself a selfist or something like that?
I don't know.
Self-worshipper.
Maybe a Satanist.
Plan of the self.
If we have a Satanist who's listening, maybe you can call in 1-800-259-9231.
Cult of LeVay. Something like that. If you're going to create a name for a group, create a name to where someone will ask you, what's that mean? So you can then explain it to them, instead of having a name where people will turn around and say, you worship Satan. And then they're just going to jump to conclusions. Same thing with anarcho-capitalist or anarchist. You want chaos. Okay, that's all I need to hear. See you later.
Right, I remember you a couple of years ago describing yourself to me as an anarchist. But not wanting to use the word because of the fact that it had such a negative connotation.
Sure.
But it wasn't so much, I just want everything to be crazy and nobody knows what's going on. You know, it's just, but the word has a bad connotation. And unfortunately, you gotta try and, if your idea makes sense and you want to try and bring it to people, you've got to use terminology that will not frighten them away right at the outset.
Exactly. It's only sensible. So stop it, guys. 800-259-9231. Just some final thoughts on the whole airline situation here from Becky Akers over at LouRockwell.com. Transportation Security Administration screeners waved their magic wands last week and turned mascara, moisturizers, and most other makeup into lethal weapons. Toiletries also transmogrified into terrorist tools after an alleged plot to smuggle explosive liquids and gels aboard planes surfaced in London. As Michael Chertoff, top tyrant at the Department of Homeland Security, explained, quote, "There is no currently any indication of any plotting within the United States. Nevertheless, as a precaution, the federal government is taking immediate steps to increase security measures," said he. Note the Balancing Act are ruler attempts in his propaganda. Cops supposedly discovered the plot of in a country 3,500 miles distant. They caught the alleged terrorists before any harm was done. The British government claims to have monitored the conspirators long enough to rule out any American accomplices. And so Chertoff assures us that we're safe. Unlikely to meet our maker by boarding a plane. He has no reason to increase security measures. On the other hand, here's a prime opportunity to flex the old muscles and show the sheeple yet again who's boss. How can Mike, that paragon of Mephistophelian mind and Stalinesque soul, resist? He doesn't. And so, boys and girls, pack your gels and liquids in your checked baggage, shed your toes, shed your toes. I guess it means take off your shoes. Nor tote any water, coffee, or tea beyond the checkpoints. Why? Because Big Daddy Government says so. That's why. The British bomb scare proves that though screeners have ransacked our belongings and groped us for 4 years now, terrorists could have waltzed onto planes at any time with explosive elixirs. The long lines, the molestation, the risk of contracting who knows what from walking barefoot on filthy airport floors are all in vain. The security the TSA promises in exchange for our freedom can never be anything but an illusion.
You know, Ian, and I'm sorry to point this out, but since you said the term shed your toes, I was so confused. I'm like, what could that possibly mean? Yeah, it says shed your shoes on your screen there.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, you just can't
read. I just read it wrong.
Yeah.
That's You're right. It does say shed your shoes.
And I was like, what does that mean? It's like bag your towing or something? Like, what? I don't get the term. I was wondering if it was like some sort of a colloquialism for wherever she's from, and then I'm looking like, oh, no, it says shoes.
I went to government school, okay? And the TSA knows it. Indeed, the news from London must have seemed like deja vu, because only 8 months ago, screeners failed to detect exactly the same scenario here. 21 times. The same liquid bomb scenario that we're now all so afraid of. They didn't even know about it several months back. In fact, fortunately, it wasn't terrorists, but undercover investigators who were smuggling bomb components through the TSA's checkpoints, because they frequently do test themselves, apparently. They did it 21 times, and according to NBC, in all 21 airports tested, no machine, no swab, no screener stopped the bomb materials from getting through. In fact, even when investigators deliberately triggered extra screening of the bags, no one stopped these materials.
Wow.
Naturally, the TSA rushed to defend itself. Here's what they had to say about themselves. Quote, while random items commonly found under a kitchen sink could conceivably be concocted into an IED, an improvised explosive device, there are so many things that could go wrong with this hypothetical scenario that we find it highly implausible. Delicious, is it not? Dehydrated passengers stranded in four-hour security lines last week no doubt appreciated being robbed of their toiletries and tea for a, quote, highly implausible hypothetical. So, before the Department of Homeland Security came out with this announcement about the security update, the TSA thought this was just a big joke. No big deal. No one's going to do this. It's implausible. Tune has changed at this point. The fact that security gizmos can't detect explosive liquids and gels has been known for over a decade. Terrorists financed by Bin Laden himself first experimented with them over 12 years ago in hopes of blowing up planes. Yet, we've survived thousands of flights with mouthwash and medicines ever since. Suddenly, the TSA would have us believe that these potions lying dormant in millions of carry-on bags have suddenly turned deadly. Toothpaste that posed no threat on Tuesday was public enemy number one on Thursday. Nevertheless, after trying their hardest to ruin it for us, our rulers asked that we enjoy your trip. Chertoff mused, quote, it does seem a little odd maybe to hear someone say enjoy your trip, but the whole point of this exercise is to continue to maintain the level of safety and security in air travel in this country that we have had since September 11th. Not to mention the level of totalitarianism, too. This is your show on the way. Foie gras banned in Chicago.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.